You're with Raph.
Do we need stronger rules on masks, especially in hospitals? Professor John Wilson joins us, President of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Raph.
A whole lot of hospitals have asked staff and visitors to wear masks. Do you think that's not enough?
No, it's not enough. Let's be absolutely clear. This virus is transmitted by the respiratory route. It fills the air. We can prevent people from transmitting it by wearing a mask, but receiving it, that's another issue. You need more than that. You need a respirator, an N95 or a KN95, something with a higher rating that stops people from getting it. That will reduce the number of people, healthcare workers, from acquiring the disease and spreading it.
So you want respirators for healthcare workers?
I do.
There's a pretty strong supply of the N95 masks in hospitals, isn't there? My understanding was that a lot of hospitals have got a ton of them.
They are not mandated for use in specific situations apart from those who are treating coronavirus patients.
So you want every healthcare worker or every cleaner in a hospital to have a respirator?
Let's just tidy that up, Raph.
Yeah.
The rules are not uniform across this state.
No.
And they do need to be uniform. We need some very clear guidance from our state health department, and I believe it should be mandating the use of masks in hospitals.
I don't think they want to tell care workers. They don't want to tell hospitals what to do.
Why?
Well, I'm not sure. I was asking. I mean, I noticed some of the questions back and forth. I don't think they want to tell hospitals what to do.
Well, isn't that what the taxpayers are paying for?
You must have raised this, Professor. What do they say to you?
Well, the responses that I get back from my colleagues in different hospitals are that, we've got good enough protection in place now. Our policies are adequate.
Yes.
But let's look at the figures. And let me be really honest. I've just had recent figures sent to me by the federal government, and I've got to tell you, 105 out of 111 hospitalised patients with coronavirus are in Victoria. Now, heaven's sake. This state needs to clamp down, and it needs to do it now and has to be firm.
So you're talking outside of hospitals now?
I'm talking inside and outside of hospitals. And let's talk about the point that that hotspots don't occur in hospitals. Oh, really? I think that the evidence is that they do and that they have to be treated immediately, and they have to be dealt with strict precautions, and that means using N95 masks.
Professor, where do you think we're at in Victoria? Are we over it? Are we under control?
No. At the moment, we're climbing the curve again. And it's not a place that we want to be. We all want it to flatten off. We know that.
Mm.
But unfortunately, what you have to realise, and I think your listeners will understand this, that we are actually looking at a reflection of behaviour from a week to 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
And that was a time when the restrictions came in at level 3. And that's at a time when we implemented the change. So we're yet to see the impact of that. That could roll on for still another week. But nonetheless, the hospitalisation figures are so high right now, we do have to be tough and we do have to act.
Why should I listen to you and not public health people? I know what goes on in those conversations amongst politicians and policy people. GPs, physicians, heads of colleges, they're not public health people. They're not epidemiologists. We accept their input, but they're not the authority. Why should we listen to you?
Well, you've made a very good point that there are so many experts in this space. There are as many as there are virus particles.
Yes.
I think you have to be real and use a little bit of common sense, Raph. This is transmitted by the respiratory route. You wouldn't see a surgeon walk into an operating theatre without a mask on. You know why? Because they don't want to transmit infection.
Well, most hospitals are requiring everyone to wear at least a surgical mask, aren't they?
Oh.
In terms of giving it out themselves.
Well, no, they're not.
They're not?
The evidence is you can walk around public hospitals in this state and see plenty of people not wearing masks.
Appreciate your time, John, and your clear explanations.
Thank you very much, Raph. Nice to speak to you.
Professor John Wilson, President of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. So to be clear, those respirators, those masks, I guess high-quality masks, he's saying we need a ton more of them on a ton more of the people who work in hospitals, and much tougher rules on everybody going in and out of hospitals so that they don't transmit the virus if they have it.